Proverbs 10:9, He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Zephaniah 3:17, The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, he will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. Just like how someone by name they call Sama has given compassion ownership to Mr. Rahul Gandhi, some people like Dr. Abraham may get the ownership of perverse. I do not know that it has never been my habit to learn moral values from what I hear from others beyond my parents and family. At school and in college, people used to often discuss values with us in moral science class or during study hours while deliberating subject lectures so that we will reflect. While that is part of pedagogy, somehow, during my adolescence, I was rather driven by reading the Bible than by others. While I may get to know to think of contemporary thinking such as inclusiveness of treating people involved in gay and lesbian relationships well but not chide in the name of Jesus, when I go back to the Bible with this knowledge gained through such discussions, the Lord also does not dispose such acts of hatred and aversion to such people but only shares love and offers support. And one such value that I started hearing from people since college days was perversion. While I will not give ownership to Dr. Abraham Moore because I have had people talk about this using different terms such as backbiting and backchannel manipulation, I know that he can turn into an icon for those who do not know beyond Madurai, have people like my grandfather at home, or have had the Bible, which is the Word, as a companion. Maybe when you have the Word of God as your companion, you will get the right bread for your life that will lead you in the way that is upright, which no man, for his own opinion and ideologies, can make you walk in their path. The way is Jesus, and that is available only from the Bible, which is the Word, the bread for life to strengthen you as you walk in this way, and the light that shows the next step forward and never blows away but will keep glowing till the end. I think perversion is the word that is often used as a tactic to lead those Muslim people who resort to violence or those who get into terrorism or acts of violence for the sake of convictions and beliefs, including activism, when that is not what their God Allah asks them to do so in the name of religion and faith, or Allah as the reason. God Allah of Muslims has never wanted them to hurt others. Well, this is what the Muslim peers who engage in such dialogues with me used to say, which is surely not because I ask them but because of their sharing of their distress and woes with someone who can listen to them. In short, perversion is the habit of most narcissistic leaders. In fact, there has been recent research that I remember reading vaguely that our globe is in dearth of humane national leaders who are unable to overcome narcissistic perversion or manipulation and what they are driving people towards them. With the advent of technology that can be used covertly very well, as it is in my case, this kind of narcissist population is thriving too well by playing their perversion cards very well, when their physical cards by themselves are too difficult to manage unless we have the wisdom to understand the evil ways. One example of what perverse people do is put others' faith to the test, which is the perverse way that Satan did it, as we know from the story of the three greatest temptations that Jesus faced. When Satan told Jesus that it is he who will give all the riches of the world, the Lord knew the answer, the riches of the earth are of God, and the devil robs the riches of the world, giving them away so that they do not multiply, like how King Solomon flourishes as the richest counterpart of any of his fellow trillionaires who have ever lived on earth. Judging and testing the faith of others is perversion, for those who walk uprightly will not do acts that will tempt, deceive, or betray others to wickedness. I have never thought of perversion until recently, when I was first betrayed, not even for the misuse of technology when I was in Australia, and all those whom I know here in India were also lured to talk with me as my mother, or even when I was harassed ruthlessly at Velimal groups in 2013. And, you get to think more when you do not get the support of the people and governance, or when those governance is not helping you for the nature being covered and perverse that you are left, but only to recline on the Lord as there is this promise of deliverance from evil and wicked.